Welcome to another deep dive. You know, today we're taking a look at educational technology.
EdTech.
Yeah, EdTech.
Yeah.
Online or in the classroom. I feel like it's
everywhere.
It really is. And that makes you wonder, like, is it actually making a difference, you know?
Yeah. Is it all hype or is it actually helping students learn?
Exactly. And to kind of break it down and figure that out, we're going to look at this blog post.
Duh.
It's called Four Prepositions, Framing, hashtag EdTech. And it's by Gary Ackerman.
Oh, yeah, Ackerman.
He actually wrote this back in 2018.
Wow.
But then he revisited it in 2025, so it's got, you know, it's pretty relevant.
And these prepositions are so simple, but really get at how technology is being used in the school.
Yeah, he uses about by via and with to kind of frame.
That's such a clever framework.
Yeah, it really is. So the first one is teaching about computers. Like, I remember those computer literacy classes, like, way back when.
Back in the day, yeah, learning how to use a mouse.
Yes. Input-output devices, all that stuff.
And it seems so important at the time.
I thought I was like, you know, a tech wizard or something.
Right. But knowing about computers doesn't automatically make you good at using them for learning.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
I always think of it like...
Go on.
Knowing the parts of a car doesn't mean you can drive.
Yeah, exactly.
So that takes us to the next one. Teaching by why computers.
Okay, so the computer's like the teacher.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like those math games or spelling programs, you know.
Yeah, I remember those. I felt like sometimes I was just like going through the motions.
Just drilling those facts, yeah.
Yeah, not really like learning.
And that's a big issue with this approach, right? Rote learning, not really deeper understanding.
And it kind of feels like you're replacing the teacher with a computer program.
And what does that mean for the role of the teacher in the classroom then?
That's a good question.
Okay, so what's next?
Teaching VIA computers. This one is interesting.
Okay, so VIA computers.
So it's like using computers as a substitute for other tools, but not really changing how you're teaching.
Hmm. So can you give me an example? Yeah, so like Ackerman talks about students typing essays on computers, but then just printing them out.
Oh, so it's like the same old essay, just...
Exactly, or like using a document camera instead of a whiteboard.
Okay, so the technology's there, but it's not really like...
It's not changing the learning experience at all.
Yeah, it's like having like a fancy new oven.
Okay.
But you're just using it to reheat leftovers.
That's a great analogy. Like all that potential, but you're not really using it.
Okay, so then the last one, teaching with computers.
This is where it gets good.
This is the good stuff.
Yeah, this is where technology is really integrated into the learning experience.
So it's not just about the device. It's how you use it to really help students learn.
Exactly, like enhancing how they access information and analyze it and create things.
So it's about empowering students, right?
Absolutely. And that's what we call technology integration.
Okay, I like it.
Teachers are using technology in a way that really makes a difference.
And I bet you've seen some really cool examples of that, you know, in your work.
Oh, yeah, tons. Like one that comes to mind is...
Wow, that's really cool. It sounds like it really takes learning to a whole new level.
Yeah.
And I love how it like uses technology to really help students like work together, you know, think critically.
It's not just about consuming information, right? It's about doing something with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that kind of brings us back to Ackerman's prepositions, right? Like just having the technology isn't enough.
No, it's about using it in the right way.
Yeah, it's about being intentional and thoughtful. And I guess these four prepositions kind of give educators like checklist, you know?
A good way to think about it, yeah.
Like, am I really using this to its full potential? Am I teaching with it or am I kind of just, you know?
Falling back on those old habits.
Yeah, or just like, you know, substituting it for something else.
And it's not just for teachers, right?
Right.
I mean, parents, students, administrators, anyone involved in education should be thinking about this stuff.
Totally. And it's interesting that Ackerman like revisited these ideas in 2025.
Yeah.
And they were still so relevant, you know?
Because the tech changes so fast.
It really does.
Yeah.
So what do you think makes these ideas like so timeless?
Hmm. Well, I think technology is always going to change, right? But good teaching, that stays pretty consistent.
That's true.
We always need to engage students, help them think critically, make sure they're learning.
Right.
Technology can help with that.
If we use it right.
Exactly. Right. But it has to be thoughtful. It has to be intentional.
And that's where the teacher comes in, right?
Yeah, for sure.
They decide how the technology is actually going to be used in the classroom.
They're the facilitators. They guide the students in how to use the tech to really learn.
So out of these four prepositions, about, by via, with, it sounds like with is really
a goal.
Yeah, that's the sweet spot.
That's when technology really becomes a partner in learning.
I like that.
It empowers both teachers and students.
Yeah, but like you said before, tech is just one part of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Good teachers, engaging curriculum, a supportive environment.
Yeah, for sure.
It all works together.
And we need to keep having these conversations, right?
Yeah.
And asking these tough questions.
Constantly reevaluating how we're using technology in education.
Because things change so quickly.
It's a process. You know, reflection, adaptation, yeah. Innovation, it never stops.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Ackerman's prepositions, what's like one big takeaway for our listeners?
Let me think.
What's like that one question?
The question that everyone should be asking themselves about EdTech is,
yeah.
Is this technology really serving the learner? Is it helping them understand the content better?
Like, is it actually helping them learn?
Yeah. Is it helping them be more creative, think more critically, work together better?
Or is it just, you know, you're like,
distraction?
Yeah. Is it just like shiny and new, but not actually useful?
Exactly. Those are the questions we need to be asking.
Because EdTech is here to stay, right?
It's not going away, so we need to be smart about it.
It really makes you think about all the different ways we've experienced tech in school, like as students.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we've all been there, right? Some good, some not so good.
For sure. Some classes, I remember the tech was like amazing. Like it really opened things up.
It can be so powerful when it's used, right?
But other times it was like a total distraction.
Or even a barrier to learning.
Totally. And I think it's good to look back on those experiences, right?
I think so.
Like, think about the times when tech really helped you learn.
What made it work so well? Were you exploring new ideas, connecting with other people?
Or creating something new.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when it didn't work, like, what was going on there?
Was it the tech itself or how it was being used?
That's a good question.
And it's a question we should all be asking students, educators, everyone.
Because tech is here to stay, right?
It's not going anywhere.
So we need to be smart about how we use it.
Absolutely. Be informed, be critical, speak up for what's best for learners.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Ackerman's four prepositions.
About, by, via, with.
I hope it's given you a new way to think about EdTech.
Like a new lens to look through.
Yeah. And remember that key question. Is this technology truly serving the learner?
Is it helping them learn and grow? Or is it just another distraction?
Because in the end, technology is just a tool.
It's up to us to use it wisely.
To make learning better for everyone.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We hope you'll keep exploring these ideas and be a part of shaping the future of learning.